Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I had a very sweet woman message me on Instagram over the weekend, and she said, I just love the addition to Katie to the show. She's just the best thing ever.
That's
and then
so
she goes,
sweet.
But will somebody please keep an eye on her, because she's going to be dead soon. She's like, Jer, just slap some of that food right out of her hands, if you wouldn't mind. She's going to be dead.
I get into trouble, don't I? Oh, my goodness.
We'll see how today goes. I didn't tell you everything that went on with me this morning. Both Katie and I had really bad mornings. I get up early to just kind of do show prep and stuff at home, and computer was not working. My son was on it last night. I'm wondering if he downloaded some sort of virus.
He's downloading
all sorts of crap for this gorilla tag game that he's got on his VR.
All
these programs are on there, and I don't know what he's doing. And he's changing his emails, and I'm like, what is going on here?
Changing his emails.
Something's up. So,
I mean, that's fishy.
Yeah, we got to have a talk with him today. So I couldn't send myself anything to work this morning, and Nicole was down there trying to tell me some stuff, and I was like, you're doing first. Like, I was like kind of throwing stuff around the office, spouting off. So then that started a fight with us. So not only can I not get my work stuff to work, I'm fighting with Knick Knack already.
It's 4 in the morning,
morning. Oh. Then I dump coffee all over pants that I was going to wear. And then on the way to work, I get behind two of the slowest people on the planet on 470 with nobody else on the road. It's been a morning.
So already?
I was pretty fired up when I got into work today. It was one of those moments where I sat in the office, actually, for a few minutes and just went, make a look a high, make a honey ho. Make a
look
a
high.
Yes, make a honey ho. And then you come in and you're spouting off about your morning.
Yeah, already. I mean, and it was a weekend like that. Like, I heard Mercury was in retrograde, and I feel it because this morning I was running a little late anyway, and I'm like coming out to my car, and you know how my key fob, like on my door handle, there's a little button on there that, you know, I push and it will automatically unlock my door if my keys are in my hand or anywhere in the vicinity, right?
Yep.
Well, the last couple times I've done that, it's been harder. Like, I have to be a lot more deliberate with where my keys are. Like, before, they could just be in my purse and it's fine. If I walk up to it and press that button, it'll open it right up. Now it's not working, so I have to get the key out of my purse, and this morning that wasn't even working. I actually had to press the unlock button on the key fob.
Whoa, hello, 1980.
I know. And so I'm like, what is going on? And so I get in my car and I try and start it, and immediately on my little console thing there, it says no key. And I have the key in my hand. And so I'm like, what do you mean there's no key? And the last time my battery ran out on this little key fob, it had a little indicator on my console that said low battery life on your key
That's
fob.
Nice.
And it tells you honestly how much battery life you have. And so I just assume something else was wrong because I don't have this battery life thing. But it's not letting me start my car then. It says there's no key in my car. And I'm like, wait a second. And for a split, I don't know, like for 10 seconds, I thought I was going to have to call one of you to come get me from my
hard
house.
Hard pass.
I know, but like, I didn't know
guess
how
you're
else to get
home
here.
Today.
There's an
and
Uber.
I know. But like, I'm only 5 minutes. I was like, clearly one of you will come get me.
Not
come
a chance
on.
In hell.
Of course you would. Of course you would. Anyway, moving on. I'm sitting there, and then I remember the last time I had a boyfriend is when this key
back
fob
in the
happened.
80s.
I know. The last time I had a man, this happened, and the same thing. I was like panicked, and I called him. I don't even know how to start my car. And he's like, well, if you look down, there should be a little place where you can put that whole key fob and you can start your car.
Yeah, there's usually
unquote,
like little emergency
manually.
Spots.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea that these little key fobs, if they don't work, then you just plug
it's
them
the
into your car like a normal key like we did back in
Mine's
the day.
Mine's got like a little sensor pad that you got to like lift up the console and pull out a thing and you can set it down in there.
Oh, yours is like that.
It's different. Yeah, there's no slot. There's a little pad that's hidden for emergencies.
Yeah, yours is hidden.
Yeah,
Like, mine already was a little hidden. I mean, I had to get down on my hands and knees and look for it and everything, you know? So
your neighbors are watching.
5 o'clock this morning.
Why don't you just replace your battery?
Well, I didn't know. I had no idea. So
when was the last time you replaced it?
I
it.
That's what I asked you. It's like, how long do you have to replace, you know, how often do you have to replace these things? Because the last time I replaced it was in 2019.
Yeah, it's time then. You need a battery. I usually do it about once a year before we head out on a road trip or something.
It's crazy. I had no idea.
Yeah, I do it about every year just so there's a fresh one in there. And, like, I don't want to be stranded in the middle of Nebraska or something with a key issue.
Yes.
So, yeah, I always flip them out. You just buy them in bulk on Amazon. You can buy a whole brick of those little coin batteries, and you're good to go.
Well, I need to go to AutoZone or something today, but that's so funny because you are preventative with it. You don't wait for that little low battery light or your keys not with you.
No, you don't want to get to that point.
I don't
either.
You got
to plan ahead, Katie Cat.
Well, now I know. Now I know. I thought
Bless
we waited for the low key
no.
light. I thought that's
no.
what we did, guys. Like,
no,
I didn't know.
No, you got to flip them out. Isn't even the best story about your car this weekend. This isn't even the best part of your car this weekend.
No.
You got two more stories that are pretty damn solid.
I know. I really do. Like, my car was in Mercury retrograde as well this weekend.
Yeah.
Holy.
And the best part? Ooh. One more payment.
I don't think I've ever said this. Thank God it's Monday.